lift your hands to Jesus. Father, thank you for tonight. Jesus, we welcome you. Your great power. Your great salvation. Your great miracles. Tonight. Thank you for your power that is manifested practically in our lives. No one will leave this place the same. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You may be seated if you have a seat. We are so excited to be here in Maputswe with you tonight. And I want to first of all thank the wonderful pastors for welcoming us to your wonderful city. Thank you for your warm, open heart to receive us and to receive the ministry. After this crusade, the ministry is going to go higher in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We also thank the mayor and all the authorities for their support for the campaign. Are you expecting a miracle practically in your life? Tell your neighbor you are going to see miracles practically tonight. Hallelujah. Jesus is here tonight. And Jesus is a healing Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight my topic is Jesus the Savior and the Healer. Jesus Christ the Savior and the Healer. Amen.
Amen.
Say, Jesus will save me.
Agori, morena Jesu utompulusa.
And Jesus will heal me.
Ubori, morena Jesu utompulisa.
Every devil and demon that is operating in your life, when you go back home, it will run away. Whatever is worrying your life, tonight is the end of that trouble. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. Luke chapter 2, verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Luka gaolo ya bobedi temana ya leshumele motso o mong ke hore ka jeno letswaletswe mmoloki motseng wa Tapita ke Kresti morena.
Jesus Christ was born to save us.
Morena Jesu Kresti o tswaletswe hore pholosa.
Every Christmas we celebrate the birth of a Savior.
Hey.
First John chapter 4 and verse 14.
Johanne wa pili chapter 4 verse 13.
It says, and we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent the Son to be that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Amen.
Amen.
There are many people that have come to this world that they were coming to save us, but in the end they didn't save us. Every country has people that have claimed to be saviors in that country.
Naha engwe le engwe le fasting ina le batho ba ileng ba iphatlalatsa e le ba phulusi ba yona.
Do you have a savior in Lesotho also?
Na le lo na le na le mo phulusi le Sotho mo.
What is his name?
Lebitso la hae ke mang?
Ah, your savior is Jesus.
Mo phulusi wa lona ke morena Jesu.
A lot of people said they were coming to save us. In Germany, there was a man called
Hitler.
He said he was coming to save Germany. By the time he finished, he had killed 50 million people.
Hey.
How many people do you have in Lesotho? $1.8 million. Adolf Hitler killed 50 million people. Do you want Hitler to be your savior?
Now, Hitler is
every country has a somebody who said he was a savior. Usually, they are politicians. In my country, Ghana,
we have
also had saviors. South Africa,
they
have also had people coming to save them. In America, Martin Luther King came to save black people.
Martin Luther King
But the Bible says we have seen, we have now seen, and we are testifying that the Father has sent the Son of God to be the Savior of the world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are
you glad to have Jesus as your Savior?
Amen.
Wow. Acts chapter 5 and verse
30.
It says, the God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Him has God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior. God has raised up Jesus, to be a savior.
Morena mudimu usaisise morena Jesu umutusise ori ibe mupulusi.
Tonight, you will be saved by the Savior. So what did Jesus Christ come to save us from? Did Jesus Christ come to save us from poor education? No.
Oh.
Because before Jesus came, there was no... Let me finish. Before Jesus came, there was no university in Jerusalem. After he left, there was still no university in Jerusalem. So what did he come to do? Did Jesus come to save us from lack of running water? No. Before Jesus came, there was no running water. By the time he left, there was still no water in town. Yeah. So what did he come to save us from? Before Jesus came, there were poor people in Jerusalem. By the time he left, there were still poor people. So did Jesus come to save us from poverty? Before Jesus came, there were no roads. After he left, there was still no road. So why does Jesus call himself a savior? What are you saving us from? Do you understand my question? If you say you are a savior, what are you saving us from? Tonight I came to tell you what Jesus came to save us from. Matthew chapter 1 verse 20. Bible says, while he thought on these things, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, do not be afraid to marry Mary, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Empa ite hasa huputi ten linyoloi la morena la mosae la gajorolari Josepha morata fita oske wa saba wingela Maria mosari wa hao kubani se emutu inkiena kisa moya o halalela utla swala mora me utla morea libiso la Jesu kubani kiena ya tapulosa sichaba sahae.
Jesus didn't come to save us from lack of road, water, light, education. He came to save us from our sins.
Morena Jesu hatela hutari pulusa taleng hushoke ndisela hushoke mesi tropontarona empaudile hutari pulusa dibintarona.
Hey,
hey.
We have so many sins. Have you been to prison before? One day I went with this doctor. I went with him to a prison. When you visit a prison, you see that nobody in the prison is praying for money.
How fitla drongong o tla makala o fumana hore mono drongong ha o le motho ya le monyara pelang hore a fumane chelete.
Nobody in prison is praying for a car.
How le a monyara pelang hore modimo a mo fe koloi.
Hey. You see a lot of prisoners, nobody is praying for a wife. The people in prison, what are they praying for? To be free.
Yes.
To be free. To come out. But why can they not come out? We were in Liberia. And we saw a prison. At the front of the prison, they have written the sins of the people who were in the prison. Thieves.
Mashori.
Two. Those who have slept with somebody, fornication by force, which is called rape.
Jale humezu humozu hape, li hutatami sise, li baba ambaileng.
How many?
Bare baba bita, basari baba.
No, those ones, they were just five. Rape, five.
Bane mbabi dile, bane bale basanu.
People who told lies, they went to court, they told lies. How many? About 20.
Yeah.
The prisoners were about
200.
Armed robbers, people who use guns to steal. How many? 50. Yes. These are the people. And they have written their names there. None of them are praying for cars. No. None of them are praying for money. Only one thing.
So
to be free. Because when you sin, you have to pay for your sins. How many of you here have told a lie before? Like the people in the prison. Hey, I cannot see your hand. How many here have told more than 100 lies since you were born? 100. Raise your hand.
Hey.
What about the pastors? Look at pastors. Lies. More than 100. Yes. So straight away, you were singing. Stand up. The two of you were singing. Have you told more than 100 lies before? Raise your hand. Have you told more than 100? So now, even the singers are supposed to go to hell, I tell you. Yes. And God, as for God, He has written everything.
Yes.
There are a lot of liars in Maputwe.
Hey.
How many of you have been jealous before? Jealousy.
Baba Kaibalo Nabajile Baba Muna. I get a permission myself.
Raise your hand.
Pamisa Mazoaluna.
Hey! What about pastors? Pastors,
jealousy.
No. So what do we have in Maputwe? Jealous liars.
Mona Maputwe. Hona le batho ba ma ba buang le shano. Hona le batho ba mona.
How many of you have stolen something before?
Ke ba ba kae ba lona ba kileng ba utswa ntwe nngwe.
Raise your hand like this.
Pamisa matolona.
Hey! What about the pastors? How many have stolen something before? How many have stolen chicken from your mother's stew before? Chicken. Yes. So what do we have in Maputwe? What do we have in Maputwe? Thieves. Liars. Jealousy. How many have committed fornication before? Sleeping with somebody is not your wife, it's not your husband, that you are sleeping with the person. In Sierra Leone, they say, mommy, daddy business. Some of you have to lift two hands and your legs.
Hey!
What about the pastors? That close your eyes before I ask the pastors. Close your eyes. Some of you are not closing your eyes. I will not ask the pastors.
Hey!
So, every time you sin,
how is that CB?
You are condemned to go to hell. Yes. Come. Is that a colored, multicolored? Yeah. All right. Oh, this is for a girl to wear, right? Yeah. Every time you commit jealousy, you get a green spot. But she has not been jealous, so there's no green, some green spot here. Hey! Every time you steal, it gets blue on your soul. Every time you commit fornication, red. Look at red. Every time you fight, you get yellow. You are covered with sin.
And colored.
And when you go to heaven, you only wear white.
So what can wash
all this and turn all your sins and your wickedness? Look at the number of fornication. Some of you, you have fornicated since you were 12 years, 14.
Baba Paluna, Bakalele Duheta Mushola, Hutua, how little money is she made with me?
Now you are 65. People think you are grandmother, but you are still doing it.
Honorable, so we don't need any more, 65. But Madana Rosolum, who fell on Zeta Mushola.
Hey!
Hey!
Your sins are so many. What can wash away your sins? What can wash away your sins? And make it white. What can wash it away? And make it white. You have white, no. Wow.
Wow.
What can turn it like this?
Because
this is the only way you can go to heaven.
So
when God was sending Jesus, he was not sending him to give us running water or electricity. He was sending him to save us from our sins.
Yes.
Yes. And how did Jesus save us from our sins? With what? His blood.
Maria Hai.
There is power in the blood of Jesus. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Nothing can wash your sins away. I tell you, nothing can wash it away. Only the blood of Jesus. One day I went to a prison. And I met a man at the prison. He was holding a Bible. And he was praying very fervently. He was a Bible study leader in the prison. I looked at his Bible. His Bible was marked with many colors. This pastor has not marked much color. That man in the prison had marked everywhere in the Bible he was reading more than this pastor was reading his Bible.
Hey!
And then during the prayer time, he prays. I said, even some of the pastors do not pray like this man. So I fell in love with the man. When I finished preaching, I asked him, Before I asked him, what did you do? Such a spiritual Bible reading, speaking in tongues. What did you do that you are here? And I asked him, how long will you be here for? He said, I am here till I die. I'm here for life. I said, why? He said, because I killed somebody. So I looked at him. But he was so nice. Holding the Bible like this. Even whilst he was praying, he was sweating. So I decided to take him out of the prison. But when I was going, I saw the soldiers with guns.
And
I changed my mind. And I left him there. I could not take him out. Yeah. Up till today, he's there. What is his problem? Is his problem that he doesn't have money? No. Is his problem that he doesn't have a car? Why can he not go home? Is his problem that he doesn't have a wife?
No. No.
His problem is his sin. What he has done. What he has done, they cannot remove it. He has killed somebody. Nobody can change it. You cannot remove it because he has done it. He has done it. There is evidence. He has done it. He cannot be free.
Ke hore o bolaile motho. O bolaile mintwana o yentse. Ha ona motho a ka fetola nnete ya hore o bolaile motho. Ke sona seo le mothata ba hae.
One day you will die. The Bible says after death, judgment, you stand before God. And they look at you.
But
they say, from where? I said, Maputwe. Who is he? So he has killed somebody. He has told 1,700 lies. Fornication 684. Jealousy 2,200 times. Stealing 964. Fighting
386.
And they will be listing all your sins. God will ask, did you not hear about Jesus? I sent him to wash all those things. You were not washed and you came here. You never heard of my son? You never heard? God so loved the world that he gave his. You never heard of my son? I sent my son to die for you. How do you make a mistake of coming here with 988 jealousies, 755 fornication, 396 jealousy, 2,000 lies? How can you come here with all these?
How come you come here? How come you come here?
Listen to me.
Mamele.
All of us are sinners. There is no hope for anybody without Jesus. There is no hope. No witch doctor can save you. No juju man can save you. What is juju man here? Yeah. Nobody can remove all these things. The Bible says there is none righteous, not even one person. That is why we came here. To warn you. To warn you. You cannot go to heaven with your sins. One day I was going on an aeroplane. with my bag. When I got to the stairs, the lady, she said, "You cannot take this bag up. The plane is too small. You cannot take." I said, "I will take it." She said, "You will never take this bag." I said, "I will take it." She said, "You will never on my aeroplane. If you are coming, you are coming without this bag." In the end, I left my bag because I wanted to go on the plane. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go to heaven, you can never take one bag of sins into heaven with you. Yes. That is why Jesus says, "Come to me. Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." Heavy laden with what? With your sins, your fornications, your wickedness, your mistakes. Come to me. Come to me. With your burdens. With your problems. And I will give you rest. Tonight. Jesus is telling you, He is the Savior of the world. And He is saving you from your sin. Amen.
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 Nothing can wash away your sins. Only the blood of Jesus. Only the blood of Jesus. How many want the blood of Jesus to wash your sins?
Yes.
Yes. You know, there are some things it's difficult to wash. Yeah. One day my mother called me. She told me, "Look at your father's white shirt." It had some brown stains. She asked me, "Do I know what is this brown stain?" I said, "I don't know." She said, "It is coconut water. Do you have coconut here?"
No? She
said, "Your father likes drinking coconut like this, and the water goes on his shirt always." And she said, "All the soap cannot wash it away."
Yeah.
What soap do you have here? Sunlight cannot wash it. What other soap? Omo cannot wash it. And what other soap do you have? Safi cannot save. Safe.
Listen, Sikebe sasazo matibatibana.
What other soap do you have? What? Ariel.
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 Uh-huh. Ariel cannot wash your sins away.
Hey.
Your fornications. Your lying. Your stealing. There is nothing that can wash it away.
Ariel,
Omo, sunlight, and what are they
saying? Oh. Sunlight.
Mel. And then we have local soap. Locally made soap. In my country, we have a local soap called Don't Touch Me.
Hey!
All those cannot wash away your sins. But tonight, there is something powerful. Yes. That can wash away your sins. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Can wash away your sins. Your wickedness. The blood. The blood. The blood. It will never lose its power. It will never lose its power.
For me, way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to
today,
it will never lose its power.
The blood that Jesus shed for me. Will never lose its power. It reaches to the mountains of Lesotho. I said it reaches to the mountains of Lesotho. It reaches to the valleys of Lesotho. It can reach over 2,000 years. And God wants everybody to know about Jesus. God loves us so much. That is why he sent his son to be the Savior, the Savior and the healer. Tonight, do you want the blood of Jesus to wash away your sins? Jesus is also a healer. But right now, if you want Jesus to save you from your lies, stealing, fornication, fighting, killing, every bad thing, if you are here, And you want the blood of Jesus to wash away your sins. Then lift up your hand like this. And stand up, and I want to pray with you right now. Stand up quickly. If you don't want the blood of Jesus to wash you, you can sit down. But if you want the blood of Jesus to wash you, your hand must be up like this. Look at me, everybody. If Jesus' blood doesn't wash you, and you die, and you stand before God, God will ask you only one question. Did you not hear about my son? Did you not hear about my son was sent to be the savior, to wash you with his blood? Did you not hear about my son Jesus? How can you appear here with all your sins from
Lesotho?
You have made the biggest mistake. Tonight, you will not make that mistake. Because the blood of Jesus is right here to wash. Close your eyes and lift your hand if you want the blood of Jesus to wash your sins tonight. I am going to pray first in English and after that in Sotho. Close your eyes. Say, Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me
for my sins.
For my sins.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
I am a liar.
I am a liar.
I am a thief.
I am a thief.
I have done many, many bad things.
I have done many, many bad things.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Please wash me.
Please wash me
with the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
I am not worthy.
I am not worthy.
Say after me, I am not worthy.
I am not worthy.
I am not worthy.
I am not worthy.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
I am sorry.
I am sorry.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Everybody say, forgive me.
Forgive me.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Wash me.
Wash me.
With your blood.
With your blood.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Wash me.
Wash me.
Save me.
Save me.
And change me.
And change me.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I belong to God.
I belong to God.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
I give my heart.
I give my heart.
I give my soul.
I give my soul.
I give my everything.
I give my everything.
To Jesus Christ.
To Jesus Christ.
My Savior.
My Savior.
My Savior.
My Savior.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Please accept me.
Please accept me.
As your child.
As your child.
From today.
From today.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I believe.
I believe.
And receive.
And receive.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
As my personal Savior.
As my personal Savior.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
My name is.
My name is.
Mention your name. Say, my name is.
My name is.
and my address. Mention your address. My name is this, and this is where I'm staying. Please write this name.
Please write this name
in the book of life.
In the book of life.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Say it again, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
This is my name.
This is my name.
Mention your name.
Please write this name. Please write this name
in the book of life.
In the book of life.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I belong to you.
I belong to you.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Take my life.
Take my life.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I am turning around.
I am turning around.
From my wicked ways.
From my wicked ways.
And from tonight.
And from tonight.
I am born again.
I am born again.
I am born again.
I am born again.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
From today.
From today.
Say after me, from today, I am turning around.
I am turning around.
I am turning around.
I am turning around.
From my wicked ways.
From my wicked ways.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I lift my hands.
I lift my hands.
To surrender.
To surrender.
To Jesus Christ.
To Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For saving me tonight.
For saving me.
Wave your two hands like this. Say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
For dying for me.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I belong to God.
I belong to God.
I belong to God.
I will serve God.
I will serve God.
Now say after me. Say after me, Satan,
Satan,
listen carefully.
Listen carefully.
Satan,
Satan,
listen to me.
Listen to me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I reject you.
I reject you.
I refuse you.
I refuse you.
I will not follow you again.
Satan,
from tonight,
I will not serve you again.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
Lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For what you have done for me.
From tonight,
I promise
I will serve you.
I will follow you
for the rest of my life.
Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Jwale o ntse le morao he ka mantsu ya nana o tle ka moraka jwale re bua sesotho a gore morena Jesu morena Jesu ke ao amohela ke bula pelo ya ka ke na pelo nya ka o be morena le mo pulusi wa ka ke ya baka ke fulala ribitso tletsa ka ke ya dilasa ho tloa ka jeno ke ya uphatlalatsa morena Jesu hore o morena wa ka hore o mo pulusi wa ka modimo ke ya lebuwa ka Maria morena Jesu ka Maria morena Jesu go ba le busiu mbona a hlatswa ribitso hletsaka a hlatswa ribitso hletsaka
yes
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Kaleba kala Maria Morena Jesu. Kia ulebu wanda day. Busi ubona. Ki pulusi zwe. Ki pulusi zwe. Ki pulusi zwe. Kama Maria Morena Jesu. Kia ulebu wa Morena Jesu. Kia ulebu wa Morena Jesu. Amen. Hallelujah.
Are you glad that your names are written in the book of life tonight?
Now, Tabi the Horebe Busubo, Libisola Hau, Limosi Bukenyabu Pilona.
Look, I know a pastor in Botswana who was saved at a crusade just like this.
Kitiba murutie mumane Botswana anenga phuluswe letsuso lesona lelona lena.
I know a pastor in Mozambique who was saved just standing like this and his whole life changed, and tonight you are changing forever.
Kibuyeti kitiba muruti na henyane ya Mozambique yanenga phuluswe tsuseletso nyeka nyona ena. Hallelujah.
Please listen to this very important announcement. For everyone who received Jesus Christ tonight, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, there is a very important teaching and miracle service for you. As a new believer, you need to be taught the word of God. And also to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, so that you can speak in tongues. And the power of God will also be here to heal you. So if you receive Jesus Christ tonight, it is very important that you come tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock for this very important power conference.
And
the counselors will also be here to write your name and follow you up. All these are very important. So you need to be here tomorrow morning if you receive Jesus Christ tonight. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Sit down if you have a seat. Jesus Christ is also the Savior and the Healer. Tonight, Jesus is here to heal you. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know that Jesus is a healing Jesus? Last night, we were in Mafitane. Many people were healed. Tonight is your turn. You are going to be healed practically. Whatever chain Satan has tied on your leg, it is dropping off today in Jesus' name. Jesus was passing through town, and there was a woman who was bleeding. This woman had been sick for 12 years. Tonight, whatever sickness has been with you for a long time is dissolving, is disappearing in Jesus' name. And this woman was a woman of faith. When she heard that Jesus was passing, even though she had been to many doctors, she said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Why? Because she was a Jew. And she knows that the anointing on the priest, it comes from the head, goes down the beard, and into the garments. So she knew that if she could touch the hem of his garment, she will be touching the anointing and she will be healed. And she came behind Jesus.
And
she touched the hem of his garment. And immediately, the power of God came into her body physically. The God who made the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, and also made your womb and made your body is the one who is healing you tonight.
Modimo ya entseng kgwedi le letsatsi le dina ledi ya bile nga entseng mmelo wa hao le popelo ya hao ke modimo ya o forisa mosiba le tsatsi la kajeno.
How many believe that Jesus is a healing Jesus?
Kiboma ke ba rimela hore Jesu ke morena ya forisan.
You know, I am a doctor.
La tsiba king na kingaka.
This man is also a doctor.
Le ntate mo na kingaka.
There are so many things we cannot do. Even though we are doctors, we have learned to respect the power of God. Whatever doctor cannot do, Jesus can do for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, there is a miracle that I always remember. There was a lady who was blind. She came for a crusade a few weeks ago. She was so blind, when you put food on her plate and you put the plate, she cannot see the food
on the plate. Ho, how no ka wa bea dijo ka pela mahlo hai ka pela hai ona sa di bone dijo tse plate ntse ka pela hai.
So she told us,
yaba wa rejoice.
She was explaining to us, If I want to eat, my friend in the hospital would tell me that meat is at 12 o'clock. Potatoes is at 12:15 on the plate. Meat is at 12 o'clock. Potato is at 12:15.
Ha bata huja motswalle wa hai mane spitle o tla mo jetsa hore nama e ka 12 o'clock plate a ditapole di kora past 12.
Pumpkin
mokopu
12:30 pumpkin
mokopu o ka 12:30
and 12:45 is what? No, it was not spinach. No, cabbage. Cabbage is at
12:45.
So she holds the plate. If she wants to put meat in her mouth, 12 o'clock. It's 12. If she wants potato, 12:15. If she wants cabbage, 12:45, this side. And if she wants pumpkin, 12:30. She couldn't see. But God opened her eyes and she could see everything on the stage. Wow!
Fantastic.
Tonight is your turn to receive a miracle from God practically.
Hallelujah.
I cannot heal anybody. If I could heal you, I would go to the hospital tonight and discharge everybody in Maputwe Hospital. Yeah. If I had that power. I don't have that power. What I can do is to pray for you and Jesus himself will touch you and Jesus himself will heal you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many believe that Jesus is your Savior and also your healer?
Stand
to your feet. Let us pray. Everybody stand. Everybody. Whatever sickness you have, put your hand there
now.
The power of the Holy. Somebody here you cannot see. Jesus is opening your eyes right now.
Quickly,
put your hand on your eyes. Somebody you cannot hear, put your hand on your ears. Wherever the pain is, whatever the problem, maybe you are bleeding like this woman. Jesus is healing you tonight. Place your hand there right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your power that is here. Only you can do these things. Only you can do these things. Jehovah Rophi.
Jehovah Mufodisi.
The Lord that healeth.
Modimo Morenea Fodisa.
Move amongst your people.
Isa Maele Maharinga Batubahao.
Perform wonders.
Ezari Magazo.
Open the eyes of the blind.
Bulama Swari Fofu.
Heal the sick, Lord.
Fodisa Bakula.
Deliver us from evil, Lord. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. The power of God is flowing. Somebody has a lump in the breast. God is healing you tonight. Receive it now. Receive it now. Heart diseases
have
been healed. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Wherever you are, put your hand where the sickness is. If it is your back, put your hand on your back. If it is your eyes, put your hand on your eyes. Whatever problem you have tonight, Jesus is healing you right now. Receive your healing right now. Receive it right now. The power of the Holy Ghost is flowing right now. Receive it now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Satan, I bind your power. I bind every demonic activity. I cast out devils. I command the powers of darkness to go. Demons are coming out of people right now. Demons are coming out of people right now. Receive your healing now. I said receive your healing. In the name of Jesus. Satan, your power is finished. Satan, your power is finished. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Anybody screaming, rolling, falling, bring the person to me in the front here. Something is happening here. Something is happening. The power of the Holy Ghost is here. Jesus, thank you for your power. Receive it now. Receive it now. Everybody lift your hand and thank God for miracles. Many things have taken place. Many, many miracles have taken place. You couldn't see. God is opening your eyes. Check right now. You couldn't hear. God is opening your ears right now. Receive your healing. Snakebite is being healed. Anybody screaming, rolling, falling, bring them to me in the front here right now. The power of the Holy Ghost. Oh yes. 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 Father, I thank you for your power. I thank you for your power. I thank you for your power. I give you praise. I give you praise. Power of darkness is broken tonight. Every witchcraft power is challenged by the blood of Jesus tonight. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. Every curse of the enemy is broken. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Father, thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your power that is flowing in this place. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Right now, close your eyes for a moment. Close your eyes for one moment. If you are here, whatever problem you had, check yourself right now. Maybe you couldn't walk, but now you can walk. Rise and be healed right now. Maybe you couldn't see. Whatever problem you had, check yourself. Father, thank you for so many miracles tonight. If you are here, and God has touched you tonight, Raise up your right hand like this. If you are here, God has touched you tonight. Father, thank you for so many miracles tonight. If you are here and God has touched you tonight, maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. Maybe you had a problem, but you can see that the problem is gone. Something has happened. Something has happened to you, and God has touched you, and God's power has touched you. Wherever you are, if God has touched you, I need you to come to the front. Come to the front here. Walk quickly. If God has touched you tonight, come, I want to pray for you. Again, and I want us to take some testimonies. Wherever you are, you couldn't walk, rise and be healed. If God has touched you, quickly come quickly to the front on this side. Make a way for the people. Come all the way to the side. If God has healed you, you couldn't see, but now you can see. You had a pain, but the pain is gone. You had a problem, but as you are standing here, you can see that something has happened to you. Not that you are believing that it will happen in the future, but practically you can see that something has happened. Then come quickly. You come quickly to the side over here. I want to pray with you again. Very important. Quickly. Quickly. You couldn't see, but now you can see. You couldn't hear. You had a problem. God has done something. Come now to the side. Very important. Miracles are taking place. I'm going to pray for all these people in the front here. Anybody who's falling down, screaming, shouting, bring them to me in the front here. I'll pray for all of them. God's power is setting them free. God's power is setting them free. Right now, put your hand on your chest. Put your hand on your chest. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your power. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your power. Flowing. In Maputo now.
Now.
Every curse. We break it now in the name of Jesus. Wickedness. We break it now in Jesus' name. The power of the Holy Ghost is touching your life right now. Receive the power. Receive the touch of the Holy Spirit. Many people are being healed right now. If God has opened your eyes, you couldn't see. Now you can see. Lift your hand up. You couldn't see, but now you can see. Then lift your hand up. Over there.
Come.
Look. Over there. You couldn't see, but now you can see. Lift up your hand. And lift with your hand up. Come to the front here. You couldn't see, but now you can see. At the back there. You couldn't see, but now you can see. You couldn't hear.
But
now you can hear. Lift up your hand quickly. Look at the man over there. The one who has lifted his hand should come to the front here. Come and tell them what you are saying. Tell them to come. Olivia, look at the hand. Look over there. You couldn't see, but now you can see. You couldn't hear, but now you can hear. Then lift your hand. Look at somebody far over there. Let them come. Okay. Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind wicked devils that are working here. In Jesus' name, be free. Be free. Be free. In Jesus' name. You couldn't walk. But now you can walk. Lift your hand like this. You couldn't walk, but now you can walk. And come nearer. Come. Tell them to come here.
Go.
Yeah.
17.
Mama could not walk. She needed crutches to be able to walk.
Wow.
Tonight, after you prayed, she left the crutches.
In 1997, it was on the 3rd of April. She has some boat connected to her. For 17 full years. This boat had been taken out on the 2nd of December. When she
is
healed in the name of Jesus.
She left her crutches.
Where are your crutches?
Olivia, where are her crutches?
I don't
know.
Who is holding it? Bring it.
Yes, they are, men of God.
This is her crutches. Come.
Yeah, we are.
Sina,
not been raining, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you see that the rain has started coming? God is blessing Lesotho.
Hallelujah.
17 years.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Doctor, what is happening?
Many miracles.
Everybody should enjoy the rain tonight. Quickly.
This lady has had severe pain in the left knee for 1 year.
Wow.
She could not even stoop or squat to wear her shoes. Tonight, the power of God touched her.
Tell us what happened. I always had knee problem.
Two weeks ago,
I went to collect some wood, but I happened to fall. And I got more injured. I was not able to do like this. I am able to sit down.
Wow.
I am down. I was not able to put on shoes. During the prayer, I touched my knee. I felt something was moving. And that pain is gone.
Wow.
Wait.
What a blessing. Father, thank you for... Doctor, what is this?
She could have been suffering from Lord, osteoarthritis of the left knee.
Wow. Yes. Give the Lord a mighty clap. Olivia, quickly.
This lady was carried here tonight. By two uncles. She could not walk at all. She said when she was lying down, when you pray,
I was not able to walk. I have pain in my stomach. I'm healed and I thank the Lord Jesus.
Where are your uncles? Who carried you?
Come.
We have been praying for the rain. This rain is a sign that God is answering our prayers.
Run. Morena. Diteko.
Ibana.
Who are these?
They are my uncles.
And you carried her here?
Yes, we brought her here. She was not able to walk on herself.
And you carried her here. Are you surprised that she's healed tonight?
We didn't realize that she will be healed by this time.
Wow. Stand in the middle here. Stand in the middle. And who are these?
It's my mother. My uncle.
Are you happy? Are you happy tonight?
I'm very happy.
I'm very happy.
Why are you happy?
Because my daughter is now
is right.
Yeah.
This, Olivia, these are her uncles. That is her mother. Can you see, we are in Maputwe in Lesotho. And these uncles carried her
here.
And she's walking. Come. Pray for the whole family. The uncles. Bless them, Lord. Help this family. Jesus. Help them, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Healing of the breast tonight. She's had pain in the left breast. Tonight, when you pray, she put her hand on the breast, and after the prayer, the pain is gone.
Again,
I had pains on the feet. During prayer, I felt there was fire all over me.
Wow.
Things were going out of me.
Wow. Evil spirits going out of people tonight. Give the Lord a clap offering.
Olivia,
what is this?
Evangelist since 2012. This lady could not hold the hand like this. If you look at the hand, you can see that it's a bit twisted. But the first time she's doing this.
Wow. Tell us what happened to you.
I really don't know what happened because it started as a pain to me because I was, and when I asked my aunt, Pastor Matthias' wife, she told me that I
Pastor Madie, mufumari wanda demu kuti Madie, ile marume
wake. That I have high blood.
Ambulala uri kina le palo ya mari.
And the pain would come and it would just disappear.
Botoko bona bona bota botsa mai kana ko nwe.
Tonight what happened to you?
Tonight, when you prayed, I had the pain going out.
Out
it is gone forever in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a
healing Jesus.
Doctor, what is it?
Evangelist, for 1.5 years, this man has not been able to see well in the two, in both eyes. Tonight, the power of God touched him as you were praying. And he can see clearly tonight.
Wow. Is it true?
Yes, I was not able to see clearly. It's about a year and a half having blindness. But today I realize that you have helped me greatly.
Wow. What could you not see before?
I was not able to see the path.
The path?
Yes.
Wow. He could not see the path.
Can
you see me?
Now I'm born.
You can see me now?
Yes, sir.
What do I look like?
Pardon?
What do I look like?
No, I'm white now. You're white.
Why?
White. Light in complexion.
Wow.
Light in complexion.
You can see now. Before you could not see the path.
Yes.
So how did you walk?
When I'm working, then I can't find the way.
Wow.
And now you can see clearly.
Can I see clearly now?
Clearly.
Clearly.
Come to
see. Jehovah, efuli mi yango, Jehovah, efuli mi yango.
We have a fantastic miracle here. This girl you see here was born deaf. Could not hear at all. Could not hear at all. Tonight, the power of God has entered into the ears.
Wow.
And she is hearing perfectly.
Wow.
Who is this standing in my head?
That's a mother.
Mother.
She's a neighbor.
A neighbor.
Yeah, neighbor.
What happened?
Where's I them man? She says she clearly hears. She did not attend school.
And
she couldn't go to school because of the hearing.
Not hearing.
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Now I'm good on your lousy.
Can you hear?
And
yes, evangelist.
Say Jesus.
I go with Jesus.
Doctor. Yes, she's hearing.
Jesus. Amen.
Let her hold the mic.
Speaking.
Wow.
Give the mic to her. We are here already. It is Jesus, man.
Jesus.
Now we're going to move to
another. 1, 2, 3.
How well are we going to move to another?
Jesus.
One.
One.
Two. Four.
Wow.
This girl did not go to school.
Yes,
because she could not hear. Wow. What has Jesus done for you?
But I just saw who is it.
Wow.
Okay.
Jesus, thank you. Give Jesus a mighty clap offering.
Hallelujah. I know her mother.
Wow.
Wow.
Is this a miracle to you?
Yes.
I
thank Jesus.
Ahulu is what?
Greatly, I thank Jesus.
Ahulu.
Mightily.
Ahulu.
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 Yeah.
Wow. Are you happy?
Ahulu.
Ahulu.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ahulu, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
He's a healer. Jesus.
Fantastic, fantastic.
So many miracles tonight, evangelist.
Yes. What is this?
This lady had a stroke. She could not move her left hand at all. This left hand was paralyzed for 1 month.
Wow.
Tonight, the power of God entered the hand and she can lift it. Lift your hand. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Wow.
1 month stroke.
You had a stroke?
No, not a stroke.
And what happened when you had a stroke?
Tell her
where you couldn't.
As I was sitting down. I felt some miracle. Something was just bumping on my left hand. Something was happening as I was sitting down. I felt, I felt very happy because this is the hand that I use at work.
Wow.
I like it.
Wave your two hands.
Come on.
Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Hamanati.
Stroke is here.
Siyabonga. Siyabonga Jesu. Siyabonga konya ma Jesu. Siyabonga Jesu. Siyabonga.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist wants to show you how she used to walk before she was
skinny.
Joint pain. This is the way she was walking.
Do it.
No. As it used to. How you used to walk.
Wow.
And now, evangelist, walk.
Everything now double the blow.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
What is this, doctor?
Evangelist, this young lady had severe back pain for 2 years. She could not even bend.
Wow.
Tonight, you know, the power of God has her. The pain is gone.
You know,
pain is gone?
On my waist. When
I was lying down, it was as if something was happening. Something was coming out when you are praying.
Demons are coming out in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Strength.
Hallelujah.
She was walking with a stick, had arthritis.
Better tell us.
Una tsama ka lege ka lebaka la botata ba masapo.
Ne ke tsore ke arthritis ya masapo ke sa tsebo tsamaya.
I had an arthritis, bones arthritis. And I couldn't manage to walk.
Tomorrow night is the last night. Everybody must come here with 10 people from your house.
Busiu botlang ke ba ho ketela o tle le batho ba 10.
How many are going to come with 10 people from your house? Tomorrow night is the last night. Jesus is doing wonders in Maputswe. What happened to you?
I had arthritis.
Wow.
I had arthritis from August. I couldn't manage to walk.
Wow. Walk less. Walk less.
I was am I?
Strength in the name of
Jesus.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
She had 2 separate car accidents and fractured her left ankle and foot. She could not walk well because of the pain. Tonight, when we pray, the power of God starts here, she can walk.
Walk, let's see.
2 separate car accidents.
Jesus.
Thank you for wonderful miracle. Doctor, what is this?
She could have fractured the bones of the foot, called the tarsals, and also the ankle joint.
Yeah.
Could have been dislocated.
Yeah.
She's had severe pain.
Yes.
And tonight, God's power has started. Wow. She's walking.
Thank you, Jesus.
For He knows my could not see properly. With one eye, the other one was completely blind.
Let her tell us. What happened?
Where's the Ezin Wen? Where's the Ezin Wen? From
2009.
I had an operation on my skull and I was blind.
She was blind.
Blind.
One
eye can see a little bit when I went to the doctor.
The other
eye could not see at all, but today I can see.
Wow.
It was as if I'm walking in the water. I see a great light on the floor.
Can you see now?
Now kabona hona jwe. Ba bona hona jwe.
Ane tsile ke ya bona hobane pele ne ke sa bone motho a gona wa perwang empa wena ke bone ka wa perwang.
I see because I couldn't see how you dressed, but now I can see how you dressed. The color of your clothes.
Can you see my face?
Now bona sfatlo sa ka.
Yes,
you have got a light complexion and very much.
Touch my nose.
I got to them go.
Wow. This woman was virtually blind. Jesus, somebody else could not see. Who is that? There's somebody
else.
In Jesus' name. Why don't you give Jesus a mighty clap of at all in the clinic? No. What is this?
This man also could not see in both eyes.
What happened?
I couldn't see clearly. But I can see clearly now.
Can you see me?
Now I'm born. A little bit I can see you. And I had a pain on my right.
Die. But can you see my face?
Now come on us fast.
A little bit I can see.
A little bit.
How many fingers?
Five fingers.
How many fingers?
One.
Wow. You can see. How many fingers?
Five.
How do you say five?
Imitlan.
Imitlan.
Imitlan. Imitlan. Imigai. One.
How do you say one?
Umu.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This man can see Jesus has opened his eyes. What a blessing. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Crowd
evangelist. For 10 years.
10 years.
This man could not wee by himself.
As a honey.
Whilst you were praying in the crowd,
yes,
so you're in
the wee started coming. What happened to you, sir?
From 2001. I couldn't manage to pass water. I used to go to doctors to the hospital. Sometimes I would spend some days going back to the hospital. And at the hospital, they will take something out of me. Even now, there's something that they put in me. But when you are praying, I pass water through. You can see me here.
Ah.
Oh. It's full. The carpet. Okay.
When we pray, what happened?
When we were praying, the urine came out freely. And I'm coming from far, from Tabateka. Tabateka is very far. How many hours? About?
Jesus has
about
done
3 hours.
Miracle.
For 3 hours.
Yeah,
wow.
To come here. 3 hours. 3 hours.
Come here. Come here.
And God has done it.
Doctor, what is this?
This could be a prostatic enlargement. Enlargement of the prostate gland or a stricture of the urethra.
This is a doctor, a specialist.
The tube through which the urine comes.
Wow.
Urethra stricture or
prostate.
What you call benign prostatic hyperplasia. Yes.
Wow. And what does it mean that the urine just came?
It means that whatever was blocking the tube became loose. I mean, you need surgery to correct this problem. It's a surgical problem, both ways.
So,
whatever was blocking it became loose and the urine began to flow normally. And it's likely the bladder had been filled with urine and had become enlarged. So the pressure also helped to cause the urine to flow. And wow. This is a miracle. Because he needs surgery to have this. I mean, he just cannot suddenly...
He's got a catheter, right?
Yes.
There. Father,
for you
thank
are
you.
Great.
Thank you for mercy.
You do miracles.
Thank you for mercy.
So great. There is no one else.
I saw there was sand in the eye.
What happened to you, ma'am?
Where does it mean?
Masuaka and Asa, when Ekali Sabati and Gatus and Nakoyoshi, Sari cannot see the high blood.
I couldn't see clearly. I used to use tablets of high blood. And I've got pain on my neck. And my legs were painful. But as you pray, I put my hands on my eyes, on my... Everywhere where it's painful, I lay my hands. And I felt that I'm healed. And I thank God for it now. I can see clearly now.
Amen.
Amen.
I can see clearly now. Are you happy? How do you say, are you happy?
Now, Tabile.
Now, Tabile. Now, Tabile. Tabile Ahulu.
I'm very happy.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Crowd.
Crowds have lined the narrow street to see this man from Galilee.
Just a carpenter.
Just a carpenter from Spain.
Leading fools.
Leading fools astray.
Receive your touch.
Yes, many need to give praise.
Be healed. Be healed. By the blood of Jesus.
That sees the heart of all men. For he knows his Father's mind. He speaks his Father's word. And he comes in the name of the Lord.
Strength
through weakness and sorrow.
Yes,
we can know